Winter solstice arrives this week in the Northern Hemisphere, which draws attention to the living relationship between Earth and Sun. Solstice, which means the standing still of the sun, is like the pause in human breathing, between in-breath and out-breath, out-breath to in-breath. And while this takes just a moment for the human being, for Earth and Sun, this pause lasts about 3 days. At the winter solstice in-breath, we approach the year's midnight. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. In the Christian calendar, the year's midnight culminates in the festival of Christmas, the birth of light. And this year, as we move through the days and nights from solstice to festival, the planet Mercury will make a unique gesture. In ancient cultures, Mercury was described as the fleet-footed messenger, the god of communication. And as such, Mercury was always shown in motion, even with a kind of catch-me-if-you-can attitude. But right now, Mercury is in its retrograde loop, during which time it will come to an exact meeting with the sun on Friday, the day after solstice. So let's imagine it. Earth and sun are at their solstice pause, the full in-breath of the year. Outer daylight has fully waned, and the messenger slips in to behold the sun at the year's midnight, as though the swift-moving planet would join in the season's stillness to listen. And in the stillness, in the midst of what would be the season of sweet dreams and health and quiet breathing, the god of communication may help us to discern what is speaking at this fulfillment of the year, which holds within it the seed of what is to come. I'm Mary Stuart Adams.